had three goes extracting the Bean Wonders Latino Espresso blend with the R58, and my extractions got better and better and better. I think I can still do more experimenting, but I want to give you a quick lowdown of what I've experimented so far. Because what I think I'm also going to do is I'm going to up the temperature just a tiny bit and see what happens. I've now kept it at 92°C at the brew head exactly, and my extractions got better only because I had to go finer in my grind. And there's a thick, rich extraction coming through. I still remember that Latino blend 2 days off the roast when we had it at Geddes' roastery. And it was still a bit gassy. It was still a bit kind of, if you can think of a kind of confusion in your mouth, that's what it was. It's calmed down a little bit. But what definitely has come through is some lovely fruity acidity up front. It's tailing off a little bit, and I haven't put it to milk yet because I'm still wanting to do just one more extraction, maybe with a higher temperature, and see what happens. But it is a delightful espresso. I just wonder, knowing that it's got three beans, which of these three beans brings which of the flavors to the palate? Because I don't think I've ever had a Colombian single origin just by itself. And I don't quite know which Colombian Geddes is putting in his Latino espresso blend. I know the Peruvian Tunki very, very well. And the Brazilian Panatano, which he has, I don't quite know where it's from either. But the smell that's coming off that double shot, I dosed it at 19 grams. It really gave me 32 grams of fluid in 26 seconds. So I'm pretty okay with my extraction. I might, just might, go a tiny bit finer even. But I think the next thing I'm going to do is experiment with the temperature and see what else I can detect in that blend. But it's beautiful. And I mean, there was a wonderful, wonderful Guinness effect, again, which is to be expected. The bean has been roasted on the 12th of March. Today we are the 17th of March. And it is beautiful. I think it's going to calm down a little more, maybe tomorrow or the next day. But it is beautiful. It just leaves you with a very clean, beautiful taste on the palate. There's a bit of zestiness up front. There's definitely some sweetness. There's definitely kind of more a caramel type as opposed to a cocoa, chocolatey type. That's why I'm a bit, well, not a bit, I'm very interested to see how this will take to milk. But now I can already say this is, if you like an espresso, this is a winner. This is a beautiful, beautiful American, I'm getting overexcited, because you know what? I'm thinking of salsa. This puts such a movement into my step and into my voice. This is definitely Latino salsa.